Hi, my name is Giselle and this is my podcast Smells Like New Talent. In this podcast I will talk to multiple upcoming musicians about them, their music and their future visions. If you're looking for new music, this is the place to be. This episode, The Mondays. Josh and Matthias, hello and welcome.
Hey, how you going?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you all?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm great. It's great having you on the podcast.
Thank you.
So,
good to be here.
Could each of you quickly introduce yourself and say what you do in the band?
I'm Ethan. I'm the drummer / producer / songwriter. Yo.
I'm Josh. I'm the guitarist / bass guitarist. I try and help with the songwriting, but you know, my lyric writing skills are very limited, so I just stick to what I can do, and that is shred on the guitar.
Okay.
Yo, I'm Matthias. I come up with most of the ideas and stuff. I do a bit of guitar, a bit of keys, a bit of this and that, you know. But yeah, songwriting is kind of what I do the best. Yeah.
Awesome. So you form a band called The Mondays. What do we need to know about the band? Where are you from? What kind of music do you make?
I'll jump in on this one. So the music we really make is like, well, Aussie, indie, alternative. I don't know. There's 100 words you could put to it. But we really try and, you know, just create chill vibes, I guess. Ethan could probably say a bit more fluently, but
yeah, I guess indie is the best way to put our genre. We kind of don't come up with a genre. We just make whatever we have in mind, you know. So we just make music. I wouldn't really put us in the genre. Yeah.
Yeah, and how did the three of you meet each other?
We met at school. We're all in the same music class in high school. And yeah, well, I knew these guys since year 11, so like 3 years, but the band started at like halfway during year 12 or something. So we known each other for a while, but it came to be at a later date.
And then you decided to start a band together. How did you come up with that idea?
After like the year 11 holidays or whatever, I said to Josh, we should start a band. And he was like, yeah, cool. And we got a few people together. Some of them aren't with us in the band anymore. There's a few that have been and gone. We released our first EP and then got a call up from Matthias saying he was keen on joining. And yeah, that's history.
Okay, and at some point you had to decide how to call the band. Yeah, I'm not a native English speaker, so please tell me, The Mondays, does it mean anything, or is it just a derivation of the day Monday, or?
Ethan, well, it's actually during a music class, because at music at our school in year 12 especially, we were allowed to break off heaps in our own little rooms to rehearse or do whatever we were specializing in. And we were trying to think of the band name, and I think we had class, the day that we had class was a Monday, ironically, and we're just sitting there trying to come up with a band name. And I think Ethan just said The Mondays and was like, can't think of anything else better. So we just went with it.
Great. So, when did you first get into songwriting and creating original music? Was that right away or?
Well, me and Matthias especially have been making beats for a few years. So I guess that's how we started. So yeah, we've been doing that. And then we sort of just branched off from that into actual music, not just beats and coming up with lyrics and stuff. And Josh, he'd been doing a bit of songwriting for solo songs. A bit famous here in the old school.
Sensational music. You should definitely check out, by the way.
Yeah. you know, so he started doing that a couple of years ago. And I feel like when we all come together in a room and try to write our own songs, it's better when we're all in the same room and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and how do you experience being in a band together?
It's probably the best thing ever. Like Ethan was saying, we were all doing kind of like individual stuff, but it's nice to have these guys to rely on, you know, just to bounce stuff, like the energy in the room. It's key to our music, you know. We like the quality of our songs wouldn't be the same if we just did it all by ourselves. So having everybody just being like-minded, and we just fit so perfectly, I reckon. It's the best thing, just being with your mates and making music that you love, you know. It's the best.
Yeah. And I saw a video on YouTube of you playing a live show. Did you play live shows often when you were allowed to, before the virus?
We actually had a fair few lined up. Like, we had some pub gigs and stuff, like, you know, bar gigs in Brisbane with numerous different people. But because then the virus just popped up literally like the day after we organized a gig, and then still getting around to kind of being able to go back to start doing that again. And ever since we finished school, Matthias, because he was a boarder at school, so he lived on campus. As soon as school finished, pretty much, he had to go back home, which for him was Perth. So it's kind of made things a bit more difficult, but he's coming back at the start of next year for university. So should be pretty keen when we're all back in the flesh together in the same region, at least.
Yeah, and how is that playing live shows different to playing just in a practice show with a practice room with the three of you?
It's very different. It's definitely its own skill performing, you know. It's different to coming up with music, to recording, to all that stuff. So to me it's still very new, because my thing is songwriting, but it's awesome to get up with the fellas, you know. They give us they give me heaps of confidence, and like, I'm not scared when I go up there. But it's definitely a skill that we're mastering in the process. But yeah, we would love to get out there a bit more, and when this whole corona stuff is gone, we'll definitely get up there and shred a bit, you know.
Yeah, cool. And at those shows, do you play original music only, or do you also play covers? Because I know on the EP there's a cover of a song by Sticky Fingers. Let's talk about that in a minute. But yeah, do you also do covers live, or mostly original music?
A bit of a mix. So we'll start off with probably a banger that everyone knows, like an Ocean Alley song or something like that, and mix in some of our own songs, some of the better versions of our own songs, and yeah, just put in songs that like the crowd will know, and to get them happy and please them. So yeah, a bit of a mix.
And
yeah, it's always good to sneak in those, like, our songs are like our upcoming songs as well, because you can also see like how people react to it, if they like it, if they don't like it. So yeah, it's a bit of an experiment for us as well. So it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. And if you like cover an artist, is that also are that artists that inspire you when making music?
Yeah, definitely. Like, a lot of the songs that we do cover when we have played live before is like mostly songs that we've used as inspiration for our own stuff, even though it's, you know, very loosely sounding towards, like, you know, doesn't really sound like that song, but we definitely pull inspiration from both artists and the songs that those artists write to make our own music.
Yeah, and what does then inspire you besides those artists? Maybe environments or something you experienced, or
something that we really like to do with our music is just capture the essence of, I don't know, like what's around us. For a couple of our songs, I like to describe them as, yeah, this is just a couple of teenage guys living on the Gold Coast, chilling by the beach. You know, that's what we try and do. We try and like capture the moment, capture what's going on in our lives right now, and just try and portray it through music.
Yeah, and I read that you finished your debut EP Lazy in a really short time. What's the story behind that?
So in one of the school holidays, like the first school holidays that we had become a band, we all went to Josh's house and pretty much got a song done a day. So we didn't have a drum kit. So we borrowed one from school, chucked it in Josh's garage, got a couple of different mics to set that up with that we now know after doing more research and studying in uni that those are not the right mics you should use for a drum kit. So we just coming up with a song a day, trying to finish it, and we just wanted to get it out as fast as we could. That's pretty much that.
Yeah, and the versions of the songs that are on the EP, are that the exact songs you made that time, or did you change something afterwards?
No, those are all the ones we did. We would have liked to send them off to get like probably mastered and mixed and stuff, but that's not in our budget right now, so we just did that all ourselves and just hope for the best. They turned out like pretty good for a garage sounding band at the time, so we were pretty happy with it.
They're awesome. And as I mentioned earlier, on that EP there's also a cover of the song Cyclone by Sticky Fingers. Why did you decide to cover that song and put it on the EP?
I'm going to jump in. The whole story behind that was at the time, it wasn't released, so, and everyone loved it, and our singer at the time was like, yo, suss this song out, because I'd never heard of it before, and we were just sitting in the garage while, like, I think Ethan was off getting lunch or something, and we recorded it, like, recorded just like the intro and the chorus and stuff, and Ethan came back and we're like, wait, Ethan, we came up with this real mad sounding song, have a listen, see what you think. And he's like, this is really good. And we're like, yeah, it's a song, this Sticky Fingers did at a festival that they have never released. And then they're like, oh, well, should we release it as a cover? And then we thought, you know, may as well, just because everyone, like, we saw like a demand there as well. Like I saw on Reddit, it's like subreddits and everything, people, you know, wanting Cyclone out, and we're like, that could be a good way to catch a bit of attention and try and get some traction in the music industry. So we jumped on it. Here comes the story of a hurricane, and our tempers crying tears in rain. No love is lost, oh no, sweet wisdom gain. So save your tears and save yourself the shame.
Cyclone. Your latest song is called Smile. What's the song about?
This is what I was talking about before. This is about just us. It's just a story of us living, living when we're making that song at the time. Just living our best lives. You know, I used to live in the Gold Coast, so just by the beach, you know, you live in one of the best places ever in the galaxy. So we just try to encapsulate that into a song, and just something that people can listen to, and they can picture like what we're talking about, and they can picture themselves there, and they can feel how we're feeling. And that's basically it. We wanted to become like an anthem. That was our goal.
And how did that song then arise? Were the three of you together when you started writing the song, or was it one of you that started with the ideas? Or
it was me and Matthias, like during a lunchtime at school or something.
It started because we're working on an album, and it was going to become the Smile was originally going to be the intro to the album. But then one day we're playing it live, and we decided to like just speed it up because we were running out of songs to play in the set, and we're just improvising. So we sped up the chords, and Ethan started jamming out on the drums, and then afterwards we're like, that needs to be a song. And then we went the next day we went on lunch break, and then we basically just banged it out. We hopped on the keyboards, did the little trumpet beat. We're doing the lyrics. It all happened very quickly. It's like that's what happens when we get on a roll, you know, when we're like what we're making, it just happens.
Awesome.
And I'm just gonna jump in again. In terms of like the whole lyric side of things, because we didn't have a singer at the time, so we were kind of having a look around and stuff. And my cousin has kind of his own thing going. He's a bit of like a, I don't know, like a pop singer in a sense, kind of chasing like a raw sort of sound. And I sent it to him. I was like, "Yo, could you give this a crack?" And it sounded really good. So I was like, "Yo, could we just like release this with you singing on?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure." So that's basically what happened. So yeah, my cousin's singing on the track for that song.
You don't have any music videos yet, but imagine you had loads of money to spend on a music video. What would you do?
Well, we had an idea for, I can't remember if it was for Smile or Pink Skies, but we had a really good idea using one of our friends who's a really good artist with clay models and stuff. So we're gonna make a whole video with like claymation, and we had like the idea all set out, but we just never got the budget and got around to doing it. So yeah, that would be really nice to have. And who knows, maybe that'll happen in the near future.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that we do want to get up and running, because I don't know, I view this as like, if we release music, we're only musicians, but if we release other stuff, other types of art, like actual art or cover art, and then you get music videos into it, and then you get your music, then you become an artist. So that's what we're really trying to get. We're trying to move away from being musicians, but being an actual, becoming artists, you know?
I play a game every episode with the artist in that episode. I have a list of this or that questions, and you have to answer as much of them in 1 minute. So, for example, I say pop or rock, and then you choose one. So, does one of you or all of you want to try to beat the other artist?
Sure, I guess we'll all jump in and give it a go.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Cool. Maybe it's best to just do one round and that you answer alternately. So, yeah, that would be the best, I think.
Yeah, sure.
You have to beat James Berkey with 22 this or that questions answered. So I take my stopwatch, my timer. Yes. And, I just start, and then you have to answer as much of them in 1 minute. So,
cool. Are we just doing one person at a time, or was it the whole band and we just jump in?
Yeah, just jump in and see what's the best.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Lyrics or instrumentals?
Instrumentals.
Nah. Instrumentals, yeah.
Upbeat or mellow?
Mellow.
Spotify or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Vinyl.
Acoustic or electric guitar?
Acoustic.
Harry Styles or Ed Sheeran?
Harry Styles.
80s or zeros?
80s.
Collab with Tame Impala or Tash Sultana?
Tame Impala.
Ooh. Tash.
Ooh. Tash, yeah.
Dance or sing?
Dance.
Hits or album tracks?
Album tracks.
Album tracks.
EU tour or US tour?
EU.
Bruce Springsteen or Bryan Adams?
Bruce.
Yeah, Brucey.
Guitar or piano?
Guitar.
And last question, live music or Spotify?
Live.
Okay, you got 13 questions answered. So that's last place. I'm sorry.
Damn.
You got close. Well, you got close.
You got close. It's the effort that counts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question, collab with Tame Impala or Tash Sultana, you answered differently. What do you like about Tash Sultana, Tame Impala as artists, as musicians?
Tash Sultana is just Jesus. She is absolutely amazing. Josh, you can take this one. I know you love Tash.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, yeah, like to be able to, I don't know, because Tame Impala is definitely more down Ethan's sort of alley of things, because Ethan's, you know, obviously a drummer and I don't know, it's more like a beat sort of thing. Whereas Tash Sultana is very heavily like, you know, how you can play the guitar and everything you can do with it. So like, you know, she really like explores the possibilities with the instrument, and me as a guitarist, you know, it's something I really would love to vibe with. So yeah.
Tash would definitely like, she would suit better the band as well. Like she's, I reckon, yeah. Tash, if you're listening to this, like, come join us, man. Like, the invitation's out there.
You're not to.
Okay, and if you could choose any artist with which you could collab, would it be Tash Sultana or other artists you would like to collab with?
We'll go around the room for this one. Ethan, do you want to start?
No, I need to think about that. I got so many answers.
All right, Matthias.
I don't know. I've always like, this isn't like indie music or anything, but I like Mac Miller's my favorite artist ever. And I would just love to like tap into that brain. See, he's like listen to his ideas, listen to his music, man, because he's a guy that, inspires me the most. So if I had a chance to meet Mac, that or make music with Mac, that'd just be absolutely legendary.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know, I guess like it's almost asking, you know, who are your favorite artists, because the people you look up to is always people you want to be able to jam out with. So my big three really is, well, Ocean Alley, Hockey Dad, who are like a Newcastle band that just, like, I've seen them live and the energy they bring to the crowd is unreal. And then the Chats, just because, you know, there's something different and being able to, you know, pull from the energy that they somehow muster would be pretty awesome. But yeah,
cool. Ethan, do you have someone or
I don't know, they wouldn't really suit like this band, but I feel like my favorites are like Kanye West or like Lana Del Rey.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know, it could just bring like a different vibe to our music, and I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. So your last track, Smile, was released in February. When can we expect new music?
That is a very good question.
That is $1 million question right now, yes.
Because for us, it's all quite difficult to, well, you know, obviously with this all being, well, Ethan and I live in the same city, but for having Matthias a couple of thousand Ks away, really makes things difficult. Like we've got almost an album in the pipeline, but it's just getting it done and being able to get someone to sing on it and then, you know, making it all polished and, you know, like a nice fine cut diamond is definitely a chore and a hard thing to try and accomplish at the moment. But yeah, hopefully when Matisse gets back, he'll be sweet sailing.
Yeah. And
we got a lot of songs in the works. Like there's about at least 10 songs that are
at least 15.
Like, yeah, like a lot that are basically done that just need touches so soon.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I look forward to hear new music. So besides new music, do you have other cool plans that you can tell something about, or is it just releasing music, putting yourselves out there and see what happens?
We got merch coming soon as well, so stay tuned for that as well.
Cool. Okay. Well, I think this was it. Do you want to say anything? Do you want to plug yourself? Say anything? Where can people find you?
Well, we're on pretty much anything and everything that exists these days. Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, you name it, we've got it. So yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, you know, go give us a follow. Just suss it out, see what you think. let us know, because, you know, we're only small guys at the moment trying to find our way in the world. So, you know, anything is really appreciated.
Awesome. Well, thank you a lot for being on the podcast.
Thank you
so much for having
thank
us.
You.
Great. Thank you for listening to the fourth episode of the Smells Like New Talent podcast. If you are an upcoming musician, upcoming artist, and want to be featured in the next episode, please DM me on Instagram at smellslikenewtalent or send an email to smellslikenewtalent@gmail.com.